this presentation of Bethel Family Church. We hope you enjoy listening and that it helps you to grow closer to Jesus.
So I've been tasked with introducing the fruits of the Holy Spirit to you. It's been a tricky week. If you say yes, you'll introduce the fruits of the Holy Spirit. The first thing that's going to happen is you will be tested in your fruits of the Holy Spirit. The forklift at work will spark suddenly and nearly catch fire, rendering you unable to move 350 kilos worth of carpet. People will be interesting. Cars will break down and leave you on the side of the road waiting for the REA testing your patience. And all sorts of things will happen. But our God is good, and he is incredible at looking after us and telling me to sit down and listen when I need to sit down and listen. So before I can tell you about the fruits of the Holy Spirit, we're going to take a quick step back. Super quick, I've got 20 minutes. I'm going to be as respectful of your time as I can be, which means I'm going to go fast. So strap yourselves in. I have ADHD, so I run on super fast mode anyway, but today's going to be next level. Here's some things I prepared earlier. Who knows that we no longer live under the old covenant? Who knows that the Mosaic law, when God said to the people of Israel that they had to constantly sacrifice lambs to get their sins forgiven, that they had to do as he said, constantly working towards it, and even then that forgiveness of sins was very temporary. And eventually the whole nation just could not keep up that standard and they all failed God and something had to happen. So in Jeremiah 31, whilst there was still the old covenant, we see a message from God through the prophets that says that the time is coming, declares the Lord, that I'll make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers. I took them by the hand and led them out of Egypt, and they broke my covenant. This is a covenant I'll make with the house of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my name in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God. They will be my people. No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive them their wickedness and remember their sins no more. So old Mosaic law, we're not going to go too deep into this. This is your homework. You need to go and read Romans 6, 7, 8. Get yourself around this and you'll see where it's going. We no longer live under the old Mosaic law. We keep the Ten Commandments because they're awesome, but we no longer have to slaughter poor baby lambs. Thank you, Jesus. In the olden days, only the priest had access to God. But because we now live under the law of grace, every single person, as Jesus just showed us in Jeremiah, has access to God. Nobody... Why is that one heavier than the other one, you ask? They're exactly the same. Perhaps we'll just... I assure you, it doesn't mean we don't have access. Why do we have access to God? And what was the thing that led from old to new? This one here. We're going super quick. That right there. That is the cross, taken in Wales, because it's my intellectual property and I don't have to have any copyrights to that one to use that image. We like keeping it clean here. So Jesus was the perfect sacrifice. He was pure, holy Son of God, man and God all in one. He was sent to earth by God to be that sacrifice, that final lasting sacrifice that would take away our sins and have us forgiven for the rest of our lives. When we accept Jesus and what he did on the cross, the fact that he was redeemed and rose from the grave, when we accept that, we are no longer living under the old law. We are new law. We are new covenant. Yes, that's where we are. Legends. Now tell me, when you accept Jesus, you have access to the third part of the Trinity. So God made that covenant with Israel. They couldn't keep it up. He sent his son Jesus to die for us, to be that last sacrificial, no more baby lamb slaughtered. Thank you, Jesus. Which gave us access to the third part of the Trinity, the Spirit. Every single one of you, if you believe in Jesus, if you are saved and born again, you have access through the Spirit. And with the Spirit, so old man, new covenant, new, so Kirsty's perfect example. Today, last 7 days ago, she was walking, worldly walking. She came back in, rededicated her life to Jesus, gave her heart to God. She's instantly in the kingdom. She's been adopted into the sonship. She is one with the Father. She is in relationship. She has access to every single piece of power, strength, and everything that he has. She now has access. She has unlimited access. All seasons pass. You're there, baby girl. You got this. Today was her public declaration that she's following Jesus, that she's not going back to her old ways. Praise the Lord for that. When we get access to the Spirit and we spend time with the Spirit, we start changing. We are no longer sinners, but sometimes we can still do a whoopsie. Kerry spoke to us last week about how what we do and who we are separate, right? So just because you may do a sin, you are not a sinner. You are forgiven, you are redeemed, you are a new creation, you are one with God. However, sometimes this stuff wants to come and punch us in the face. We're going to go to Galatians 5 if you've got your Bible with you. I would love you to open up, or your app, even though I don't like the apps. I'll show you the reason why I don't like the app very shortly. When we get the Spirit and we spend time with the Spirit, we're going to go to chapter 5, verse 13. And it says, are you ready? Raise your hand if you're ready. Wave at me. Sword of the Lord from Joe. James is good. Here we go. It's on the screen for the rest of you. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge in the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in a single commandment. Focus on this one up here, which different translation, but still NIV says, for the entire law is fulfilled in keeping the one commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. Who gave us that new commandment? That was Jesus, who fulfilled the law. So because Jesus did that, this has been fulfilled. We don't have to kill baby lambs anymore. However, sometimes our flesh still wants to sit in there. So we've got acts of the flesh, which my Bible also calls acts of the sinful nature. But for the purposes of demonstration today and making it rememberable, flesh. This is our body. This is what our body wants, right? Our sometimes our whoopsies. Life by the Spirit. There's also a warning in there saying that if you keep biting and devouring each other, watch out, we'll be destroyed by each other. But, you know, it's just a little something Jesus tells you. So I say, live by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. This one calls it the flesh. So for demonstration's purpose, flesh. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They're in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. We've got that one well and truly, haven't we? We've got the Spirit, we're not living under the law. Now that doesn't mean no Ten Commandments. Yes, Ten Commandments. But you do not have to sacrifice animals and you've been saved. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, adultery and witchcraft. You go like, oh my word, I would never. But wait. Hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness and orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. No sin is different. They're all equal. Doesn't matter just because you're being sassy with your mate. They're all the same. God doesn't differentiate between them. You can tell by the order he put them in. He didn't necessarily do a worst to best. He did them all together. But how do we get away from that? By spending time in the Spirit, because we are Spirit, access, free range, we want what the Spirit desires. When we spend time with the Spirit, when we spend time with the Lord, now the fruit of the Spirit is not a banana. Fruit of the Spirit is not a coconut. However, for the purposes of demonstration today, as with my flesh, you now have fruit salad. The fruit of the Spirit
is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. And since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. And another warning at the end, not to poke each other and be mad at each other. Does this say fruit of Hayley Jones? Nope. Does it say fruit of Kayla Potts? No. It says fruit of the Holy Spirit, which means that in the act of spending time with the Lord, this is the fruit that is produced. My responsibility in this, to my spiritual development, is to actually spend time with the Lord. I'm not going to absorb this by osmosis. I can't just pick up my Bible and stick it on my head and hope that it's just going to soak on in. I actually need to read it. But before that, I can read it till I'm blue in the face and it might not make any sense to me. Because when Jesus died, he said to us that he was going to send us a helper and a comforter. And it's my helper, the Holy Spirit, who helps me to read this Bible and understand it. It's my helper, the Holy Spirit, who lets me actually not walk in the flesh, but to live over here. And the more time I spend with Jesus, the more time I spend with the Holy Spirit, the more I'm going to end up looking like Jesus. Our ultimate goal on this earth is to finalize our life looking as close to Jesus as we could possibly do. In all of our characteristics, our timing, our thought patterns, everything that we need to do needs to point to Jesus. That's why we're here. If we use the Holy Spirit and the power that is attached to that, we can beat all of this. We don't need to walk in that. We're not going back that way. We're not looking that way. We're going over here. But sometimes it grabs you. And Paul's got some great questions in there. But there's one thing I want to share with you. And that's our responsibility in this. So Holy Spirit's going to do this if we put in the time with him. All right? It's not going to happen overnight, Pantene, but it will happen. C.S. Lewis states this in his, just his way of speaking it is incredible. So go with me here. This is what our responsibility is. Every time you make a choice, you are turning the central part of you, the part that chooses, into something a little different from what it was before. So old Hayley used to slam cupboard doors in the kitchen anytime there was a minor inconvenience with her children. New Hayley breathes, turn off the exhaust fan because she's actually just overwhelmed by the noise that it's making, and just gently tells her children to clean up after themselves. Because I made that choice now. That's my responsibility. Holy Spirit helps me. Holy Spirit empowers me to do that because I didn't used to have a Holy Spirit. But that's my choice. I have to make that choice. And taking your life as a whole, with all your innumerable choices, all of your life long, you are slowly turning this central thing either into a heavenly creature or a hellish creature. Either into a creature that is in harmony with God and with other creatures in itself, or else one that's in a state of war with hatred of God and its fellow creatures. And that's what it used to feel like walking away from the Lord. I was angry. I was constantly feeling like that. You wanted to fight somebody. That's old Hayley. New Hayley, chillax, bro. To be the one kind of creature is heaven. That is joy and peace and knowledge and power. To be the other means madness and horror, rage, idolatry, impotence and internal loneliness. Each one of us at each moment is progressing to either one state or the other. So this is the wrestle that we have. Do we choose to walk with the Spirit and be one with him and get access to all the power and all the wonderful, beautiful, lovely things that he has for us? These are characteristics of people who spent time with God. The more time they spend time with Jesus, the more they'll look like this. But there was one person I spoke to when leading up to this, and she said to me that she thinks that they're also tools, which means that for every one of these fruits of the Spirit, and over the next few weeks, people are going to be teaching you on the fruits of the Spirit. It's a 9-part. You've got to stick around. People are going to get involved. We're going to get around this. If you've got a message on either one of these, a time, a story when you have been using this one, God showed up and this one was next. Talk to Kerry. We've got a plan. We want to get around these fruits of the Spirit and just really get in there. But this friend spoke to me and she said that she's found that all of these fruits of the Spirit she can use as a tool given by the Spirit. So when she comes against anything down here or at the top range, she can use one of those. So fits of rage, maybe patience. Someone's going to be hatred towards you, you can maybe be kind towards them. There is an equal and opposite one that you can use, and that's how the Spirit wants us to live our lives and be little Jesuses out there in the world, pointing people to Jesus. That's the reason why we're here. Not for our glory, not for our agenda, but for the Lord. I'm excited to see what's going to happen. I'm excited to see over the next few weeks the stories that are going to come out of here. People, you've got stories. We've got stories. We've all lived lives. We're still living lives. Some of us are still wrestling with children who bring them in the middle of sermons who are wayward. We have an incredible group of people here that have been brought together for a time such as this by a God who loves each and every single one of you so much, like so much. He loves you. He really, really loves you. All of that, even while you were still being a hood rat, even while you were still off doing things that probably shouldn't have done that might be slightly illegal, that sorry, Jesus, but you know, like, okay, come on. He loves you. And this is where we are now. And every step we take, every morning we wake up, every time we spend with our Jesus, we get more and more like that. So I want to remind you on one final note, my friends. Get excited about the fruits of the Holy Spirit because they are coming. You get aligned with Jesus, mate. That's right there. All of that power of the Holy Spirit, it's there for you. Ready, willing, and able. Kerry and I have a favourite preacher named Graham Cook. And he says to a funny little story about a guy praying, oh, God, give me patience, give me patience. And God says to him, it's right there, you pelican. You nearly tripped over it. Like, he's given that to you. You already have it. You just need to pick it up and use it. Yeah? So I'm excited to hear the stories. Final verse. Are you ready for it? Thanks, bro. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to live free. You are no longer living under the old law. You were called to live free. I'm excited to see what happens when each and every one of us start breaking out and walking in that freedom that comes from the incredible thing that our Lord and Savior did for us. And you were witness to it here today. Man, there is a party in heaven today. And if you feel called to join in and jump into that nice, toasty, roasty, warm bath water, there is always a place for you there. Get around it. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's message. For more information or to listen to other podcasts, head to our website at bethelcrc.org.au or check out Bethel Family Church on Facebook.